Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the fourth parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Ches and Parak Dalet Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah here in Parak Dalet Mishnah Ches is going to continue its discussion of different items that have been designated and given a status of Kedusha without a specified purpose. And we're going to learn another opinion regarding what should be done with such items. Says the Mishnah, Makdish Nechasim, that if someone made holy his belongings without specifying their purpose, and among these items were things that were fit to be offered on the Mizbeach, Yenos, Shemanim, Ve'ofos, whether it be wines and oils that are fit for various Nesachim that would accompany the Karban Mincha, or birds that would generally fit for various other Karbanos that were bird offerings, whether it be various Karban Chatas offerings, various Olo offerings, and so on, as the Bartanura points out. So what's the halach in such a case? Rabbi Elazar Omer, not Rabbi Eliezer, as the previous mentioned, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, Yemachru Letzarchei Oso Hamin, that they should be sold to those who need these types of supplies for their karbanos, and in this way they're going to be offered on the Mizbeach. Fiyavi B'demehen Olos, and with the money he receives for them, the owner should buy animals and bring karban ola offerings with them. Rabbi Lezer's opinion here is that anything fit for the Mizbeach that is holy without a specified purpose is not only considered holy for the Mizbeach, but it must also be used specifically for the ola karbanos. That since the items listed in the Mishnah are not animals, they are sold, and the money is therefore going to be used to bring animals that are going to be used for the karban ola. Ushaar nechasim yiplu b'kabayis, and the rest of the possessions that are not fit for the mizbeach are going to have the kedusha for the general upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Now Rabbi Lazar here argues with both of the opinions presented in the previous Mishnah. Unlike Rabbi Eliezer, he holds that items fit for the mizbeach are considered holy for the mizbeach. And this he agrees with Rabbi Yehoshua. However, he goes even further than Rabbi Yehoshua by requiring that these items must be used specifically for Karban Ola and not other Karbanos, depending on what the item is. Continuing now with Perek Dalet and Mishnah Tes. Now the Beis HaMikdash would buy wines and oils and fine flour that was produced and maintained at the high standards of Tahora required for various Karbanos. Now when these supplies were purchased for public Karbanos, they were paid for from the Truma funds that we discussed earlier, the general funds for the communal Karbanos. Now sometimes the administrators in the Beis HaMikdash entered into short-term agreements with suppliers and set prices for these supplies. Other times they would make long-term agreements with suppliers who committed to supplying the Beis HaMikdash throughout the year. The Mishnah is going to discuss the terms of such agreements. Says the Mishnah, Achas l'shoshim yom misharen es halishka. Once every 30 days, the administrators in the Beis HaMikdash would set the prices for buying the wine, the oil, and the fine flour with the various funds for the next 30 days. Once this price was agreed upon, the Beis HaMikdash would buy the supplies they needed each day at the agreed upon price, even if the market price of these supplies went up. If, however, the market of the supplies went down, the Beis HaMikdash would only pay the newer, lower price. The suppliers are bound to keep to their agreement and supply the Beis HaMikdash at the lower agreed upon price. The Beis HaMikdash, however, will gain from a price drop. The Beis HaMikdash is never going to be forced to pay more than the market price, despite any prior agreement. Continuing in the Mishnah regarding long-term agreements, Kolam HaKabal of the Sapik Slosus Mi'arba, if a seller accepted upon himself an agreement at the time of the harvest to supply the Beis HaMikdash with fine flour at the rate of 4 sell flour for 1 seller, Amdu Misholoshi Sapik Mi'arba, and the price of flour went up, and it now stands at 3 seah for a seller, he must still apply the Beis HaMikdash with flour at the agreed upon price at the 4 seah for a seller. Mishalosh ve'amdu me'arba yisapik me'arba. If, however, the price of the flour was at 3 seah to seller, and it went down and now stands at 4 seah to a seller, then he must still supply the Beis HaMikdash with flour at the new lower rate of 4 seah to the Sela. Sheyad Hekdesh Al HaElyona, because the Beis HaMikdash always has the upper hand in any contracts. At the end of the day, the Beis HaMikdash is still going to pay the lower price. Now the Mishnah is going to conclude by discussing another way that the Beis HaMikdash has the upper hand when dealing with suppliers. V'himisliya solas hisliya lo. Similarly, if the fine flour sold to the Beis HaMikdash becomes wormy and no longer is usable for the karbanos, the loss caused by the worminess is taken by the seller. V'im hichmitz yayin hichmitz lo. Similarly, if the wine sold to the Beis HaMikdash turns sour, it becomes vinegar, and it's no longer usable for nesachim, the loss caused by the souring is also taken by the seller. V'im mekabel es ma'osav atshiyo mizbech meratzeh. This is because the seller does not receive full possession of the money paid to him by the Beis HaMikdash until the supplies that he delivers to the Beis HaMikdash are brought on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach brings about the acceptance of such karbanos. Have a great day.